It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Warsh. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Hello, this is Justin Worsham, and I am your host. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, thekevinmiller.com. How are you, Kevin?
I'm well. I think we need some reverb.
Reverb?
Yeah, do you have that as a plug-in anywhere? We need to get that going.
Why is that?
It just sounded like you said, thanks, Sam, and it sounded like a little echoey. Just think that would take our show to the next level.
Oh, it costs so much money, though, doesn't it?
Nah, I'm pretty sure there's a plug-in somewhere.
I mean, there's an After Effect. I could pre-record everything and then do that.
Oof, it's a lot of work.
I want to see what happens at the end of this intro. We've never played it all the way through.
That's true. Just him going...
taking all of his British...
He's very angry. I think he wears a sweater vest.
Oh, wait, I forgot which button. We found this. We were going through voicemails.
Really? You're going to explain? That's the best setup ever.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
You do, to us.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Can you hear me right now, or is that your...
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
And the answer is...
Where did it go?
May the force be with you.
There it is. That's what I was looking for.
That's what I was looking for, really.
That's all I was trying to do.
Well, that was a great show. On behalf of my buddy Justin.
Oh, we have a voicemail.
Oh,
we have a voicemail.
We have a few. just one.
Hey, it's I'm bored. I'm in my room, and I got to go dig up a tree because my mom wants a fig tree. I got to go, and I'm bored and stuff. Anyway, I just want to tell you, I love you. Guess what my little brother's... Hold on, Abby! Hold on! Ignore this, okay? Because my cousin keeps yelling at me.
His mom is his cousin?
It's an interesting Southern family. I want to know where, I think that's Jack, right? Where he's from, because I don't know if we've said this on the show before, but he's doing a very good impression of my stepmother. They have a very similar accent. We should get her on the show and just have her say some of those things, because I think she could sound just like that.
My favorite part of that, my mom's got a big tree in the background. I got to pull up. I'm bored.
Because she wants a fake tree? Isn't that what he goes on
to say? I don't know. I didn't hear the rest of it.
I stopped too busy laughing.
After I'm bored, I got a big tree I gotta pull up.
I wonder, I've never heard of this. Is that a chore kids have to do?
I don't mean to sound like I'm a middle-aged man,
but you have no reason
to be bored.
Yeah,
especially
so
if you have a big tree. Can you imagine if you had a big tree to pull up in your backyard, how excited you would be? Although I would imagine...
Sounds like work to me. I'd probably be like, I should probably go draw that tree. Don't you think I should come up with a comic strip idea based on the tree?
Well, here...
That was my childhood. We're digging up a tree, there are things living in there, and I'm going to go draw them for you.
There's a whole world under that tree.
Yeah, you don't know.
The gummy bears ain't got nothing on what's under that tree.
Smurfs and them.
For me, it would have been my father would have made it into some angry tirade and cursing at me. So maybe I wouldn't have been interested. But if my friends were like, we're going to get rid of this tree, you want to come over? I'd be like, yeah. But like if I could grab a jackhammer or
like
a saw and cut up some roots and push a tree over.
But it's his mom. Maybe his mom isn't into him using like a hacksaw or a chainsaw that he's
what's he gonna is he gonna chew through it like a gopher?
Like a shovel. Like that would be boring. Just have to dig
and
like
an axe.
Yeah, it'd be like Minecraft. You just have to dig all these holes.
What did that guy say about Mike? Didn't he give you a list? We started talking about this, and then I started going through all the voicemails.
Yeah, before we discuss why Minecraft
and then
is
Sam called.
Not a good game.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
I was bored once in my childhood. I remember it very clearly, and it involves a tree. There was some weird summer day where my brother and I were both equally uninspired, and we found ourselves in the front yard, and I laid on the across the branches of this tree, and I was like,
up in the tree?
Yeah, up in the tree, and I audibly said out loud, this is what it's like to be bored. Like, I literally was so uninterested in everything. And I decided right then, I was maybe 12, I'm like, I never want to be this way again. I'm going to go find something interesting to do. Went inside and I made a Lego house. I don't know.
Wow, how very proactive of you.
It was torturous.
It's not really torture.
It was like, well, no disrespect to people who have had torture given to them. I don't think that's fair to say because I was bored. It was the same thing as getting electroshock
therapy.
What's
the opposite of torture? Pleasure?
Yes.
So
is that a question?
Somewhere, yeah, I was genuinely asking.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So it's somewhere in between torture and pleasure. Is torture-ish?
I think it's like a yes. And then it's a triad, really, because you have like torture over here, pleasure, and then like 45 degrees, 30 degrees from each of those points is bored. So it's because it's not in between those two.
Are you trying to make a triangle? And that's why you did 30 degrees?
Isn't it 30 degrees?
No.
That what makes a perfect triangle? Is that 40?
60. 180 degrees.
Yes,
the total.
It has to be the
yeah, total. That's right. We don't just talk about video games. Sometimes we lay some geometry on your asses.
It poorly.
Huh?
All, poor,
I nailed it.
You did.
I'm gifted.
Okay. if I have a 45 degree angle and a 13 degree angle, what's the remaining angle that I need?
The remaining angle?
Yeah.
Like, well, what are you doing?
I'm making a triangle. Three.
You're
two,
making a triangle.
One.
You have a 45 degree angle and a 13 degree angle.
Exactly.
So that's
three.
Hold
two,
on.
One.
Is it really is that that's where we jump to?
You said you were
I
gifted.
Remember the equal I am gifted, but I gotta hear you. I'm not inhuman.
Okay, tell me this in 3 seconds. What kind of triangle it is? Is it three?
Equilateral is
two,
the one you just did.
One. Oh, okay.
Or the one you're talking about now? That's
now,
an obtuse.
Yeah. Three. Ah, damn it.
That's crap I could do.
Okay.
But if you want me to crunch numbers in your head, I can't do that in 3 seconds.
50.
I can lay down some terminology.
50, 20, 110, three.
50-20-110.
One.
Is
an obtuse. Oh, thanks for trying.
you just shouted three numbers and then counted down.
Hey, it's Jeopardy, man.
No, that's I have to answer the form of a question.
Lightning round.
You didn't even answer the form of a question.
I'm Alex Trebek. Does he ever ask any questions? He does.
Yes.
He's like, I thought you guys would have gotten that. What's wrong? He's so condescending. Anyway, I think we're off topic.
Yeah. No. Welcome to Geometry Funniest.
See, that's the thing. If you like triangles, you can't play Minecraft. There ain't no triangles
in
that
squares,
game.
Bitches.
All squares.
Well, there's two triangles within a square. We know that.
My mind is not clear. What
Mr.
kind of
Bean
triangles?
Taught me that.
Three, two,
equilateral.
One.
Or no, they're right triangles.
They're right triangles. But the look on your face, you just get this
I was
like
wait, I didn't know what
you
to
go
say.
Into this transfiction, like, I got it, here it comes.
No, I have to, here's what has to happen. I have to go back into my head.
Right.
And then I have to visualize
that's
the
what I'm describing
of it. And I'm like, oh, wait. I was like, wait, no, that's not equilateral. When I said equilateral, I was like, wait, because I saw the angles move. And then wait, now it's getting too small. So then I had to
describe
it
a fractal.
A what?
Five.
They're the guys
four,
that build the little things underneath,
three,
or eat the little things that the guys build under that cave. But
that's doozers and fraggle.
What did you say?
Fractal.
Oh. Don't know what those are.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anybody? Are they a thing?
Yeah, they're a thing. They're a pneumatic. They're a repeating formula, and they have diminishing returns to them.
Oh, now we're getting into accounting. How did this just happen?
I don't know. What was it?
I'm looking at something on the Facebook, and it's not what I wanted. It says, while flipping through the credits in the booklet with L.A. Noir, I saw the song Pistol Packin' Mama and automatically thought of Carmelita. Maybe her theme song was written over 50 years before she was
pistol
even thought of.
Pistol packs a paralyzing punch.
Yeah, that's what Mia put.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she went, her pistol packs a paralyzing punch. And then Lisa said, ha-ha, that song really does suit Carmelita.
I love the lady gamers of our show.
Right?
Lady gamers. Lady gamers.
Like, I don't want this to sound, no matter what I do now, but I thought it is kind of, no, nah, never mind.
Wow, you very rarely back out of the driveway like that.
Yeah, I'm pulling the, here's what I was saying. Is
why
that,
don't you hit stop record?
No.
Or mark the time, finish your sentence,
what
you
I was
delete
trying
it.
To, what I was trying to extrapolate an idea, but when I added humor, when I sprinkled humor on top of it, it went real creepy. Now that I've put that much of a disclaimer on it, everybody can go, okay, he stopped. In his defense, he stopped.
Yeah.
Is that I felt like the ladies that are associated with our show would be great ladies for dating. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
For the other dudes
why
that are associated
with
that
the show. That's quite
well, because what I almost said was the lady gamers like of our show would be a great strip club to go to.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah,
but then I was going to further explain that they don't take off their clothes. They just sit around and do like Halo tournaments with you and stuff like that, which I think I've been to strip clubs and that would be much more fun and hot in my opinion.
Yeah, that'd be pretty kind of cool.
Right? You go in there with a beautiful
it's
lady
like a clubhouse.
Who knows what what she's doing, and she gets a headshot on you, kaboom, you know?
You know, it's not the same thing as the other strip clubs.
No.
When you get a headshot.
No, because then you got to take a bath afterwards. You know, or you could be reflective all night.
Reflective.
Yeah, because of the glitter. I've been to one, just so nobody starts
you've been working
to disrespect
on this.
Me. I've been to one, and it is not fun. All the dudes listening, if you're too young to go, I'm just saying, you could go once and then be done, but don't sit there and think, oh my gosh, I have to go. It's going to be awesome. No, it's not. It's going to let you down. I was trying to find the guy who was talking about Minecraft on here.
I just like it when you kind of spin out of control.
Am I spinning?
No, I just, not out of control, just sort of spinning. Out of control.
Okay. I'll go to emails. That's what we're supposed to do.
No. You wanted to look at Minecraft, right?
Well, wasn't there somebody I saw that I thought was funny that they gave you a list of something about, what's it called?
Yeah,
the
it's
Minecraft.
Peter Clark.
He says, here it is. Spore Kevin, is awesome.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that. I'm not reading it. I just said that loud.
You go.
I had a Tourette reaction. No, what did he post on Facebook?
SimCity is hard for me. Sorry, just more Tourette's.
Yeah. The kamikaze guys are called creepers. He says, Kevin, here's what I had to say about your opinion. One, Minecraft. I think he meant on Minecraft.
I think so.
Anyway, one,
he
says,
also meant to put a period at the end of that sentence.
Spore is awesome. Two, SimCity is hard for me. Three, kamikaze guys are called creepers. Four, I do have Legos. I built Lego Batman, Boba Fett's spacecraft. I have a police car and others. Now, am I the only one that when he says this, you imagine him building it full size, right?
You are the only one that imagines that. Yeah, those are play sets you can buy.
Oh.
We would make up our own Transformers.
You would?
Yeah. We'd make cars and things, and then we'd know how the Legos moved so that they could become the robot forms of them. And, you know, in the cartoons, it would go real fast. The sound my brother and I thought it was ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And so we would be like,
you'd hyperventilate trying to build the...
Robot form activated. Now there's a wall here.
There are humans coming.
Ah, crap. Ah, now I'm just a pile of Legos.
How come every sound effect just involves a lot of spitting?
I know. Just gonna clean this microphone
just
now.
Bring it out. I feel like every time you talk about your childhood that I'm slowly trying to change my trip in a time machine from the Wild West to your childhood. But my fear is that I would show up because I imagine you building out of Legos, and I'm glad you just told that story because you said we used to make Transformers with our Legos. I'm like, I was not playing with those right. Like we've talked about my art project way back on the show. I built houses with Legos. That's what I did.
Well, I remember one New Year's, I spent all New Year's Eve, like for the 8 hours leading up to the countdown, building a Lego fortress. And this thing was pretty epic, like a whole castle with rooms and stuff in it. And it was maybe a foot by a foot by a foot. And it was like I essentially made a dollhouse out of all these pieces. And it took me forever to break it down. I was very sad.
Did you have multiple levels?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you build a floor across?
I don't remember.
Or did you have those the green thin sheets?
That's how I started. And then.
But you'd had to put a subfloor in there to hold across, I would imagine.
That's what takes so long, is to find ways to create cross beams to control.
I guess you can. You could put those green things.
You can't stack green things. The green things were just the base floor.
Yeah, you could only put on top, right?
But
that's what I was thinking. Then your second floor would just lift off the top. But how do you brace the Legos that you're putting across?
That's why it took me all day, was to find ways to create cross beams and create like a second floor and build. And there was like towers hanging off the sides and all sorts of crazy stuff.
See, if I was your friend when we were in elementary school, yep. And you were doing that, and I came over to do that with you, I'd be like, dude, why are we just super glue it? This would be so much quicker. We could just build the whole second floor. Or I would say, here's what we're going to do. Uh-huh. We're going to use another green mat, and we're going to just have a second floor that's removable.
But I wouldn't have liked that, yeah, because I've been like, well, that's not the way the toys are intended to be. I would have been like, they have to link to each other. They have to connect.
Kevin, the toys weren't meant to be built into a Lego fortress
of multiple levels. That's what they're for. It's to make anything my mind can think of.
Transformers. See, what I was saying is I would go back in time, and then I would see you with the Transformer, and I would, because I'm in my imagining, you built a working toy.
Yeah.
It was what I first saw, and then I was like, oh, you're just going to take it apart and put it into a car now.
But we did it pretty, like, it
with
it
the
made
same
sense.
Parts.
Like, yeah, exactly. And it was pretty quick, some of it. But yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks.
He says,
going back to Peter Clark's childhood, I don't understand how these first 4 points are about my opinion.
Here's the problem
Minecraft.
With you and me is that we say things that people that you and I think are frivolous, and then other people think are points. I think is what happens. I'm not making fun of Peter. I'm saying I'm making fun of us.
Yeah. Okay. But explain to me how. Like, I don't think Minecraft is a good game. So why?
So what you're saying is these are poorly ordered.
I guess.
Because he's number one, Spore is awesome. This is what he thought of your
and
opinion
I agree.
Of Minecraft.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
number two, Sim City is hard for me. I think what my point was is that I said, well, why wouldn't you just play Sim City instead of this Minecraft game? See. And he says,
oh, right.
And he's saying Sim City is hard for him.
You should go back and listen
but
to that.
But here's
episode.
What I'm saying, Peter. Sim City is no more difficult than the drudgery that it is to build a block in Minecraft, the way Kevin described it. Like, it's
much more rewarding, I feel, in SimCity, because you lay down this road, you develop the thing, and then suddenly, like, somebody builds a gas station, and then a church, and then a company, and then 5 fake years later, it all comes to pot, and it's all, like, broken down because no one wanted to live there on that street next to that church and gas station. Do I have this game loaded up? Oh, I have it on the iPad.
Oh, boy. That's how we lost Kevin. It's just me and you guys for the rest of the show. Me and you.
Awesome.
When you respawn in Minecraft, you go exactly where you spawned in the first place, and you can find your home if you know where it is. So, again, I think, Peter, though, to me, that doesn't sound like a valid argument. Not that you're arguing, but I'm just saying for the sake of making something out of this for the show, is that you're saying you spawn where and you have to be able to. Your whole point was you have to find where you were going to, where you just died or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So you have to know where that is. That's
but
weird.
The world's pretty big, like, that you're in.
And it's not like you have a bicycle or rollerblades, like you have to walk.
Not yet. I don't know. Because remember, the game is still in beta. So I am reserving judgment. But if the game in the end of the day is the same as it is in beta, I will never play that game.
Kevin, you're funny.
Why?
I just read your comment. I'm sorry. The enemies in the game are zombies, creepers, skeletons with bows and arrows, ghastlies. Ghosts who shoot fire, but to find them, you must have a portal. So now portal's involved. I'm in. Into the nether realm. Is that orange or blue? I don't know. And zombie pigs. You have to have zombie pigs to find them? This is the weirdest game. This is some weird drugged out people making video games. Number seven, when you play online, you must have the admin's IP to play. Well.
Because it's on a server, right? You have to log in.
Kevin, if you ever get into Minecraft, you could make a Minecraft server for the fans. Cough, cough. Minecraft is awesome. And then Kevin said, I wouldn't know how to make a Minecraft server. I can make a Minecraft sandwich. Ooh, I think I'll do that now.
I did.
You made a Minecraft sandwich?
It was a bowl of cereal. So I imagine I dug into that sandwich bread, and that's what came up. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That's funny. All right, let's go to emails, because that's what we're supposed to be doing on this show. This
email,
one comes to us
mail,
from
mail.
Alec. He says, I think the episodic video games is an awesome idea, and I think a lot of games could really fit well with that. Sly Cooper is already in episodic form. It would be awesome to maybe not even release a Sly 4, but just other episodes that are DLCs for the Sly collection. The juice is loose.
This is an email?
Yeah.
I 100% agree with you. Who said that?
Alec.
Alec, I think Alec has the idea of what the future of gaming is.
Yeah.
Because so much time is spent into building one game, and they play like a movie. And we see from fans of Sly, they don't want to play a movie. They want to play a TV show.
Yeah.
I want a new episode of this adventure every single week. That's how MMORPGs run it, but it's always for free. I could see them selling season passes to a game, and I'm going to build you 12 levels in a year, or you can buy each episode, each level, as independent episodes and be able to download them, and they can turn them out so much quicker because you're not trying to design these like epic things. You just use the existing material and drop them in and download them.
I think that the challenge of that could end up being that I have two thoughts on this. Is that I think that let me get to this first one. I think this is what they're trying to do because video. We talked about this that developers don't make money on the resale of video games.
Exactly.
So that's what the whole concept of DLC came from. Is that now we could keep making money for this game that we made years ago, right?
Yep.
So that's where I think you're right in that it is. It's going to go there, and then
eventually.
But then I think that it's good that that's where they make the most money and we get the most content. You
know
what I mean?
Which is what we want.
Yeah. So you can have, and it plays into what my theory and what I like is that I hate it when they just screw with something that's fun. You know what I mean? And I know that really what I'm saying when I say screw with something that's fun is that they tried to improve it and it didn't work out for me. But maybe it worked out for 80% of the other people. Like, I get that. But I do like this idea that if I'm like, say, I'm really into Mass Effect or this L.A. Noir thing, you know what I mean? Like, that's my thing. Then just keep giving me levels. Keep giving
me. Exactly.
And what's nice is that you're not, like in L.A. Noir with this whole facial recognition, like technology, they're having to reinvent the wheel and do it. Like, you know what I mean? Now if they make a new game, they've got an engine that works for that, but then they're building a whole concept and game, whereas they have a whole world that's already laid out. Yep. All they have to do is, like what you're saying, build this little small chunk that fits within this existing world, and everything is good to go. It's locked
in. Because that's the thing with, like, Portal is the same way. The first Portal game was incredible. I love Portal 2 as well, but there's this, like, implied expectation that if you do a sequel, you have to add some new game mechanic that wasn't in there. I thought that the paints are very fun in Portal 2. All that's great. I don't dislike them, but I would have been happy with just a ton more Portal mazes to get through. I would have done 100 of those. I know they take time and take some work with testers and that sort of thing. I'm not discounting that. But had they just focused on making and turning out another dozen levels every 2 months, I'd play it, and I'd pay a subscription for that.
So it's interesting. I wish there was a way. Maybe when we get our next developer in here, let's bookmark that.
Let's
put a pin in it to say, hey, what economically does this work out
for you
guys?
There must be a reason.
Yeah.
I can't see it, because Telltale Games are the only people that are close to doing this, and they did it with Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People, the Back to the Future series, and Mad Max, that comedy game that you thought was not funny at all. But they tried the same thing. You could either buy the whole game and they will release levels every month, or you can just buy one episode at a time and play those levels. They now port them over to the iPad and the iPod, so you can just get one of those levels if you're into it. But I could see this going on. Like, you can do 10 more episodes and just give us 2 months and we'll develop another one. It's all going to kind of taste the same, because it doesn't matter, because people clearly have nothing better to do with their time. They replay the same game for years and years and years. Why not generate new content?
I think as a gamer, I think what we really look for is a world that we can invest in. I mean, look at the massive popularity of World of Warcraft and Second Life and that kind of idea.
Exactly. But how much...
And the huge amount of devotion that our listeners have to, like, the Sly 4 genre within its own right.
Even more reason. I mean, can you imagine a game like Sly Cooper where you just are in the hideout and every month a new series of
like
of
a television
heists,
show.
Exactly. Come up and you're like, great, I'm going to go and do those heists instead of the filmic version where it's like every game is got this major arc that you have to go through.
And I wonder if it is something that could be, it melts with the idea of how television is produced, in that they'll shoot maybe 6 months out of a year in advance before we even see it or whatever, you know what I mean? And then, so they could do that where you have a show or you have a video game, like say it's Sly, let's use that as an example. Sly's season is January to June.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so what that does is that gives them a couple months off, and then August through the end of the year, they're working on the season that's going to be coming up next year.
Or they get picked up for their back nine like they do on TV. They're like, people are buying this stuff. Let's dump more money into it. I want three more episodes before they like work on it.
You can start getting into spinoffs of video games.
And my guess is, and we'll have to talk about the next developer, my guess is that the industry kind of backed themselves into this situation where they're creating these epic arching stories instead of these serial things, because it's the way it's always been. It took so long to develop a very simple game with no story. Once people started adding story, people just thought we want more story, more. And so the games are getting bigger and no one's taking the time. Because this seems like an obvious answer to me. I mean, you remember the Mega Man games? They were the closest to getting this right, where the engine was the exact same. The games looked exactly the same.
The graphics got a little bit better as time went on.
Just slightly.
Smidge. Yeah.
And the characters got, maybe they got a little more creative.
Villains got tweaked.
Yeah, but the Mega Man was the exact same guy, and the engine looked, they didn't have to build anything new, and people love those games. You got up to 10 or 12 of those by the end of the whole franchise. It's ridiculous. Why not make that the idea from the beginning?
I think the success of Portal really comes from the psychological aspect of the game, in that it literally does treat us like a rat in a maze.
Yeah.
Like it, there's little treats for your brain, and like, oh, look what I did.
Did you get the first Portal yet?
No, I haven't, because I'm waiting for the PSN to come back on where you can buy stuff.
There's an article I saw today. It said PSN promises to bring the store back up by May 31st unless they don't.
Were those the words? Or
I think that was the article. That was the header. I'll have to look it up. It was on Flipbook.
That's funny. But yeah, like I want to get it, and it wasn't until like because I think that again, like Portal is a fantastic example for this in that. We would be like, here's what I like about Portal. I like the story as a secondary thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like the idea of like, oh, this is a world. You have to create a world that I believe.
Yeah.
And as for whatever reason, it is believable for me to, it's easy for me to fall into the idea that there's a world where these robots are running people through races for the purposes of testing.
Yeah.
And that there's a little bit of a life or death scenario and that the robots have a very lackadaisical approach to this life or death scenario. But I also love the personalities that are able to come through in this great writing and really well cast and very well put together.
But the other problem, and Portal shows this, is that when you work too closely on a project, you get this tunnel vision. Because Portal 2 has a lot of weird character things that don't quite make sense in the big picture. Like the jump from Portal 1.
Can we do spoiler alerts here?
Sure, spoiler alert. I mean, it's if you've just seen the game, what happened between Portal 1 and Portal 2? Like, there's no...
Have you finished Portal 1?
Because sure.
I haven't. So here's what my assumption is, and I don't think I'm ruining anything, so just don't, I guess, correct me or whatever, but is that my assumption is you play through the first Portal, you destroy that robot,
right?
And then, so what you're saying is the gap that's missing is, how did I destroy the robot and then get back in like cryogenic freezing?
Not explained at all. There's a comic book that was released afterwards, and that's what I think happens, is that they began with this idea, maybe on an early draft they had a more cohesive explanation of connecting those two dots, because that's a big dot to miss. Mm-hmm. The last thing we saw with these characters was...
But I think it further proves, though, too, is that... That doesn't matter. But it's the gameplay that people like.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get me wrong. Yeah, I love it. But I do think...
What you're saying is that would be a perfect experience if they would have connected
Just connect that last dot. Yeah. And this is what happens, is that because these folks get so myopic, you get so drilled down on your own project, the folks on Lost did the same thing. You lose perspective on all the different things that are going on because you take for granted these little things that you've discussed. And you forget that they're no longer on the table. And then a new person walking up to the project doesn't know why we're here, because all that's gotten, and they tested so much, and they've been polishing so much of the game and made so much of it great, and they've forgotten some basic things that got us there.
That would have bothered me a little bit had I played the first game,
because they say the little guy in the beginning, Wheatley, says, okay, so what's happened is a while ago somebody, referring to it as a him, which it was a woman, blew her up, and then everything's been shut down, and now you're here. And so I was confused. I thought, oh, am I not the same? I must not be the same character as I was in the first game. And then the mother wakes up. What's her name? The machine. Mm-hmm. She wakes up and goes, oh, it's you. And
GLaDOS,
he's like,
is
GLaDOS,
it?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you know her. I'm like, well, then wait. How am I? How do I not know this? Like, how did this character get to be here? It was very confusing.
Is it possible that he is playing dumb and has manipulated this situation? You know what I mean?
That's not what the comic book taught us. Oh, the comic book shows a whole nother character that was eliminated, that's like hinted at in the game. And I think that at some point in development, they go, you know what? It's just going to be better if we don't include him in the game. And I can see the reasons why they did it, but there were too many other loose ends.
If you use the comic book that was connected to it, and then the way you look at it is that this GLaDOS chick is just mistaken and is saying, referring to you as the human.
Oh, no, yeah, she's right.
You, by saying you, it's humans in general.
What happens is that at the comic book shows that after the main character blows up the big GLaDOS, she makes a run
within
for
the
it.
Game.
Within the game, he makes her. He's a technician for the company. He's been hiding in the background, and we kind of saw him in the first game as well. He had left marks and arrows and stuff for you to follow. And
so he's your Wheatley in the first game,
exactly. Kind of. Okay. But he's like some mysterious. You don't know if it's one or 20 other people. They're showing you that it was him. And he sees that on her way out, like she makes a run for it, some machine or something stops her and drags her back in. And so he goes in, risks his own life, and resets the system and makes her test subject number one. If the system were to ever boot up again, she's their number one.
Because he can't find her in all these crates and everything. So he at least says, I'm going to give you a fighting chance if you're ever brought back.
Exactly. And then he dies. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. And I can understand why they removed that from the game because
that's a lot.
And you want
almost a game in its own.
It is, yeah. And you want to create this sense of isolation. I don't want to know that there's another person. It's kind of you've never seen another human in all of the Portal.
Yeah,
franchise.
But to me, I think that would be you know, because they did it with Armored Core where they have the 2.5 or whatever as an example. But I mean, they've had other sequels that are half.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think it would have been a cool, like, downloadable content to play that whole... Essentially, you're going to go back through to reset the system, maybe in a different fashion.
And maybe we'll see that.
And then we see the end of that, because now that gets someone like me, like, now I'm invested. Yeah. I know who's involved. There's an emotional connection that I have to these people that I'm playing.
Because it's a cool story. And well, we know more downloadable content is coming very soon for Portal 2. And it's free.
I'm never going to sell that game, am I?
Free. Why would you? It's a great game. Play it again. So I say all of that about the telescope. Or the microscopic view and the digging down into a project to say that I think it's pretty evident that an artist who does the same work again and again and again is going to be a stronger artist than an artist that works on one project. We heard this analogy when we used to do improv that you know there's a mythical clay class where everybody comes in and the teacher says on the first day you have your choice. You can either make one awesome pot by the end of this class and I'll grade you on that, or all you have to do is make one pot every day, and you have your choice. You decide how you want to be graded. Some of the people say, I just make one pot. Sweet, I'll just make one perfect pot. And some of the people say, oh, great, I'll make one pot a day. That sounds easier for me. And by the end of it, it was calculatable that the people who made one pot a day became better at making pots than the people that just had to focus on making one perfect pot, because practice makes perfect. So that's my proposal to the video game industry.
So you're
make
that's
more
in favor
games.
Of Episoda, right?
Exactly. Make more games. Make
within
a game
the world
every month, and the game will get stronger. We see this on television. The last episode of Friends. Maybe Friends is a bad example because the show is pretty solid from beginning to end. But even a show like The Office, it was good.
No, I know. It just made me laugh that you were so intent, and then you went,
No, I don't want to be defeated. But The Office, even, which I've loved from beginning to end, The American Office, the more we get invested in these characters, the better the show is. Frasier, same thing. Like, the characters get more refined. Any of these long-standing shows, all the Star Trek's, like the first episode of The Next Generation, the last episode of The Next Generation, are a million miles from each other.
Yeah, see, I would like to talk to more developers then. Maybe that we need to make that more of a priority. Because I think what my gut is telling me is that it's like what we talked about. We dropped the ball on that, too. That the documentary about the birth of DC Comics.
Snap! No one's cared.
Right. Well, I also, because I ran into Greg again today. But anyway.
How is he?
Great. The is that when they talked about how for the first time within that industry, there were people who read comics that were now making them. You know what I mean? And I was like,
Say that again?
People, for the first time in the 70s, people who grew up reading comics were now in charge of making them. It was out of the hands of the people who had created them.
Right,
essentially.
Right.
So they were... The first audience is now able to create, if that makes sense.
Right.
So now I think what that could be is that people who have climbed a ladder, like what you're saying, is that they've painted themselves into a corner where that's how we've always done it.
Yeah.
That maybe as we're waiting for a changing of the guard, essentially, for the people at the top to say, hey, let's not do that this way anymore. Because like one of the other examples that came to my mind was that Madden football. Yeah. Why not have... I always found it frustrating that I have to buy a new game. And there are people working on building a new game every single year. But it always made sense to me because I'm like, well, they're not building it from scratch. There's a lot of just updating, you know, rosters.
But even
that's
the perfect
attributes.
Example. Because you've said it in every Madden game that comes out, they have to add some new play element. There seems to be this imposed expectation that if
they
I
can't
buy
just
a new game,
update rosters.
Yeah, you can't just put a new roster in.
Yeah.
And update stadiums and, you know, make it a current game. They have to do some new game mechanic, some new feature to the game. Why? Does anybody do this? It just seems like a waste of manpower to me.
Yeah, I think it is. I think you're right. I think that it would be interesting to see like a game like a Madden Football work like a DC Universe or a Warcraft, where it's a subscriber type thing. You pay for the game and then you pay a monthly fee to stay a part of it and get updates.
Exactly.
Or buy updates at your leisure.
Yeah.
Not even have it be a monthly thing. It's like, oh, you want to get an update for the rosters? Here's an update.
You're otherwise, on our server. Yeah.
Here's your game.
Yep.
Or do it even like Microsoft Excel or something like that, where it's like, hey, we decided to update the franchise mode. If you like it, pay an additional $10 and it'll update your game.
Right.
Or whatever. You know, that
then,
kind of
and
way.
And then it's all based on current sales. It's not based on resale.
And I think a lot of that, though, to be fair to the industry, is that now the consoles have caught up with the ability to compete, I guess, with a computer with the storage and
oh,
things
yeah.
of, and grabbing
the hard drive.
Now that there's broadband internet and stuff like that. Because the whole appeal of the console was that you could have an arcade system at your house.
Yeah.
But it wasn't connected to anything. You know, there was no interaction with any video games unless
ridiculous.
You're sitting next to each other. You know? Good stuff. Wow, that was a lot of talking.
Well, and then my guess is the reason why we haven't seen it done this way is because of the number crunching people. I doubt it's because of the artists. I bet it's the business side. I bet publishers like Sony are like, this is not a model that we can get behind. We have no place to work on this. I bet it's the business side of the industry that's saying, no, people buy games and the market says that this is how people enjoy games.
There's somebody at the top who's going, this is what we should be doing.
Because this is how we do it.
Yeah.
It's not the artists who are like, you know what would be great is if I only had to make a small game and I got to make a bunch of chapters of it and release those at a time. I bet the artists would love that. It would be so much easier. Talk about job satisfaction going up. Because as it is, you work for 2 years on a game, it's released, and suddenly you get all these reviews about how people hate it. And it's old within 4 months. A game is forgotten about. 6 months at the longest. Like, that would be a longevity for a
new
title.
there's a huge bell curve in that when it's released, it makes a ton of money, and then it kind of tapers off. And
right.
And here and there, admit it, you know, like greatest hits, maybe will need ice because you still
get
$20.
Yeah,
you know?
But still, the attention that it gets, for all the attention Portal 2 got, it's still like, now nobody's really talking about
and
it.
And it would be, from a business standpoint, it makes sense for me to have consistent money coming in than rolling the dice on how many copies am I going to sell of this one-shot deal.
How much buzz can I create on Infamous 2 right now? This is when they get all their attention.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about Infamous 1, even though it's still a fantastic game. You only talk about it while it's in hype mode. And then it's on the shelves and no one wants to care about it.
Interesting. Interesting idea, Alec. I don't know if that's what you meant to get out of us, but that's what you got. I do want to talk about this.
Are we running low on time?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. But, I mean, we just killed about 30 minutes on that.
Let me play some SimCity 4 music while we talk about our next beat.
Why is it only left?
I don't know.
Is it mono?
It's on YouTube. We'll change. That's a terrible track.
The other thing I want to talk about, though, too, and I'm glad that this just came up. Danny sent us an email saying, hey, do either of you have Red Dead Redemption? Because it would be awesome if we could play online. Thanks.
Before Portal 2 came out, that was the game we talked about.
Yeah.
Now we talk about Portal 2.
Well, I've had people invite me to play like Portal 2 with them and other games now that the PSN is coming back up and stuff. And I think we should try to, since Saturday is the day for playing games, I'm going to be off the road for a while because my kid is going to be coming out of my wife's hoo-hoo, for those of you who don't know where babies come from. And
they
then,
come from Yoo-hoo?
Yeah. It's a delicious drink. Sponsors the show now. Not really. Anyway, is that maybe we try to designate like the third Saturday of a month or something like that. We can... What the hell happened?
Is it only in...
There we
That's
go.
Why.
That's why. Seems like the engineer plugged it in wrong. We're firing that dude.
No, please don't.
No, he's gone. Anyway, that what if we did that? Like, what can we designate like a third Saturday of the month where you and I can and we could get together as a community and like
we could talk about it.
Facebook page? Because here's what I would be willing to do.
I bought Uncharted 2. It's still in its shrink wrap.
Yeah, I still have to get it back from my buddy who's borrowing it, but I should be getting it back within the week. And then like we could just say, hey,
Red Dead though.
We're going to play these games, and maybe we can even say, I don't have Red Dead anymore.
Can you get it? Come on.
Well, here's what I was going to throw out there.
I love Red Dead.
I know, me too. I was going to throw out there that I would be willing to purchase StarCraft 2 again for this show, like if we played it with other people.
No
on
one
the
plays
show.
It. I've had one guy want to play it with me.
Oh, is that
if
it?
Anybody
I
wants
thought
to play
I thought I saw a couple of messages of somebody wanting to play it, so I was like, oh, maybe they.
Oh,
would be
yeah,
interested
that's
in
right.
That.
One guy said
is that
it
the
last
same
Saturday.
Guy?
It might be a different one. Yeah, okay. So maybe there's two guys. But yeah,
it does. Well, here's what I'm saying is that I don't necessarily think that it's going to. I know now that I'm going to keep my Portal 2, but the problem with Portal 2 is that there's only two people. That you could play with at one time.
That's why the Red Dead would be great. Like, have you gone into the social club aspect of the game at
I've
all?
I've done it once, and I was horrible at it.
Yeah.
But I don't mind.
But there's
like, I don't
missions.
Mind getting my ass kicked by all the listeners.
But there's missions to do. Like, you can... We could form a posse and go and take out all the gangs in a ravine. You're playing the game... But in a group.
Could you imagine if we had like all the 1,200,000 people that listen to this show?
Be awesome. All in one gang.
All in posse, like riding across. We would all have to be on the raggedy horses.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you start, you don't even get a donkey.
Oh, like that's right.
You
huh?
walk around. Like, I found a donkey, and I was like, sweet. Yeah,
I forgot about that. You can't ride a horse until you, like,
doesn't start.
You have to climb the ladder or whatever.
Yeah.
It's almost like an MMORPG.
Same thing. And you start all ugly. You got to go find the barbershop to get money to change your appearance. I had a balder hat. I think I was Irish.
Yeah, well, let's kick it around on the Facebook, and we'll figure it out. But let's do this now, since this episode is about to come out
on Tuesday.
Yeah, let's look at the
May 31st.
Yeah, so May 31st. Oh man, I was hoping that we're gonna miss those. If we do the third Saturday, June 18th, that's gonna be hilarious. June 18th, we could designate that be the day. You're not available June 18th?
Yeah. Can we do it the week before?
Yeah.
All right.
June 11th.
I think I'm available.
All right. I'm missing an indie race, but that's fine.
Well, if it's, why don't we do it the first Saturday? What's that first Saturday?
Because it's the same week as the show and not everybody gets caught up. Well, we could say, screw you guys. Listen more often.
We'll just put it on the Facebook. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
First Saturday of the month. So we'll
do that.
That's Ricky Kent's birthday. He's a guest of the show on the show a long time ago.
The old show.
The old show. But anyway.
What day is that?
Saturday, June 4th. We will. Because you can still play co-op on PSN, right?
Yeah, so you could do any of that. We could do the social club. We could do Uncharted. Yeah, we can do any of that.
We just can't buy stuff from the store.
Correct.
That's what we can
do. You are correct.
All right. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's designate, and you guys throw out some games on the Facebook page that you want to play, and we'll pick whatever games we want to play.
I think it's going to be Red Dead.
Yeah?
Well, everybody mentions Uncharted 2, so we can do Uncharted 2. But my vote is Red Dead, because come on.
Guns now, are you going to come over to my house, or are you going to be at your house?
I don't know. Do you have a TV over here for me?
No.
Probably stay at home.
Or you could bring your TV to my house.
Ooh, I like how you're talking about that. Cat's always afraid when I move our TV from the bedroom, like from the living room to the bedroom, 10 feet. She's like, what if it breaks? I'm like, it's going to be fine.
Maybe if we get a little one? I don't know. We'll figure this out. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
I love it.
We're going to keep it loosey-goosey.
I'm going to put a TV right there on top of Jacob's table.
Yeah.
He's going to love it.
We're going to keep it loosey-goosey, and we'll play whatever we can. As long as that, here's the deal, like, as long as that, like, I don't want to make it sound like I think I'm NSYNC or whatever to be able to play a video game with, but I know that people have said, hey, let's play this, and I don't think they really care, but
yeah.
Like, if it's like if we're trying to split our time up, and like maybe I'm playing Portal 2 or whatever, you're playing Red Dead Redemption.
I'll play Red Dead. Oh, yeah. We can do channels. You can either play Red Dead with me or Uncharted 2 with Justin.
But I also want other people to be, because like, there's probably people listening to this, they're like, I don't want to play with these assholes.
You and I like played very few games together. Portal 2.
It's not a thing anymore.
It's the co-op. That's the only game we've played.
That's what frustrates me about games now is that here's what I wish. I wish that when I had the time that I could have a friend over and we could play a two-player game in the same room.
But the thing is that even if there was a game, which there's occasionally been a game where that could have happened, we're never in sync. Like, Gears of War comes out, you buy it day of, and I'm 8 games behind, and I'll get it 6 months later, and you've already sold it on eBay.
In my defense, I lost that. I lost that copy. I didn't even get a chance to sell Gears of War 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good
game. I had to buy an extra one for your bachelor party.
I'm almost done with it. Almost.
But even then, like, I just think that, like, there's no game that you could just sit down and play together.
Yeah.
Like where it works with the split screen is kind of weird.
There's no very few story modes.
Yeah.
If any.
Yeah.
The Lego games, you can play two-player together.
I don't know if that's my thing. Like,
they're kind of. Have you ever played any of them?
Yeah, I have. I played the Harry Potter one, and I played a Star Wars one.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it.
And I'm kind of. Well, there's Indiana Jones.
Yes.
But my thing with them is
that's pretty much it.
Now I finished this. My thing with them is, like, really, I'm gonna play a Lego version of a story I already know.
Sometimes it's cute though.
Yeah, when they go.
No, I mean, like, the variations on what they do, and
that's what I'm saying. You're gonna invest 4 hours of time for a 10-second nugget of, like, oh, cute.
I was halfway through the second Harry Potter Lego, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Don't cat.
I enjoyed the Halo, or the Halo.
That would be awesome, Lego Halo.
I enjoyed the real Harry Potter game more than I did the Lego version of it.
Really?
Like, and that wasn't even meant for me. Like, that's not.
When does the next Harry Potter come out? Is that June or July?
June. I think it's at the end of June.
Man, it needs to come out sooner than
that. Yeah, we need to make that happen. Anyway, so that's the plan. Saturday, June 4th. Let's get on there. I know we spent a lot of time talking about Alex's email, but I think it was really good, really interesting. I think
that's one of the most deepest conversations we've ever had that didn't involve sex.
Whoa.
Can that be a drop?
Yep. if I didn't ruin it with whoa. Oh, Jacob has more questions. He says, it is Jacob number 3. Wait, are there 3 Jacobs or is this his 3rd email?
Well, there's your son.
Yeah.
There's Jacob Icy Fudge.
Yeah.
Right? 1, 2, 3. And then there's Jacob from the Island of Lost.
I wonder which one this guy is. It's not Icy Fudge or my son. Oh my gosh, the guy from Lost. Listen to the show.
He's real. Jacob, yeah. What was your show all about? Seriously.
He says, and I would love to announce I'm a late 1998 baby, not 99. For the next couple of... This is the same Jacob that sent us the last list of weird questions. And he always has the same format where he has something to do with his age. And then I don't know if we say something while we're talking out of our butts or what. But anyway, for the next couple of days, I will be posting random questions. My favorite Western so far would have to be The Searchers. John Ford and John Wayne are epic together.
Yeah.
It is weird to hear from somebody who is 13 years old. But that's awesome, Jacob.
Is he talking about the remake?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. He's talking about John Ford and John Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Also, my fam is emphasis on,
Go on
really into Johnny Cash. So he's saying I think his family is really into Johnny Cash.
So he's educated.
We just had a baby whose name is Levi Nathaniel Cash Porter. Can't wait until he gets a Facebook and WTF, welcome to Facebook. That's funny to me. Number one, are you a fan of the Ninja Database? Because Ninja do not make noise, and if they do, it's the last noise you'll ever hear.
I'm
not
that.
A fan of the Ninja Database.
Yeah, you do. You like it.
I do?
Yeah, you've watched some of that.
Are we playing that he likes pools but doesn't have water games?
No, Ninja, Ask a Ninja. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, but I liked it for a minute. Like, I appreciate what the guy does. I think he's a very funny guy, but... I get it, and then
yeah.
I'm off.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think he feels the same way, actually. He's like,
the ninja?
Got it. Sold my DVDs.
Thanks, guys. great story of the kids sparring 5-year-olds. You're welcome. Number 3, I would love to give you my YouTube username. All right. Number 4, he did not, which is hilarious.
This must not be Icy Fudge, then.
No, it is not. Number 4, Justin, you are awesome. I would like to tell you that yesterday I made everybody laugh because I was on set for a play. Fellow man of the boards. And the set fell down, and the only thing I could get out of my mouth was, steamroller! Keep up the good work. And my user... Oh, here it is. His username is Lork Corbin.
Lark Corbin.
That sounds like a Lost reference. And then he says, P.S. Jump and press the circle button. Jump and press the circle button, Jake.
I gotta make that t-shirt.
Let's see. Then
my summer to-do list.
Everybody else. Let's see. Hi, Guten Tag. Hola, Guten Tag. Hi, Justin and Kevin. Is that a reference to my hooker story?
Think it is. Good eye. It's your life, but yeah.
That was pretty funny. I think Philip and his friends are the ones that occasionally post on our Facebook in German, which I think is funny because they live in Connecticut. No, that's not true. but real quick, just so it doesn't sound creepy for people who are new listening to the show, is I was hit on by a hooker in Barcelona, Spain a long time ago while visiting my wife when she was on a furlough from doing a cruise ship duty. I don't know what furlough means. And the young lady of the night said, hola, guten tag, hey. And on hey, I turned around, and that's when she proceeded to just start her sales pitch that made me very uncomfortable and literally sweat. So he said...
And that's why you have a son today.
Exactly. That's how the magic was made. Did he send this twice? Yes. Okay. So he says, instead of losing my lines with things like... HOMG, I love you guys. I'm going to send you my question immediately. What is your opinion on franchise games? Is that what we just talked about? Oh, no, he's talking about, like, would you buy the 5th part of Assassin's Creed, or do you like games with a different concept like Mirror's Edge or Heavy Rain? Are those 3 different questions or the same question? I'm confused.
Well, because Mirror's Edge is a franchise.
No, because it didn't make multiple.
Oh, I guess it just got portaled over.
What do you mean portaled over?
Like, I have it on my iPod.
Yeah, but it's the same basic game, right?
I guess.
Are we listening to Moulin Rouge right now?
Yeah, I thought it'd be funny with your German story.
I do. I find that there are franchise games like Mass Effect, like Assassin's Creed. Obviously, Sly is big within this world. That's a given. Not for me.
why do you gotta hate it?
Why you gotta hate it? Because it makes sense. Why would your co-host love the game? And I'm not even forcing that. I haven't even touched it since LA Noir.
That's true.
I'm not bummed about it at all.
Where's my game? I want to play it. Did you sell it?
Maybe. No, I didn't.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair. That's not fair at all. Not.
There was something Christian let me borrow a game. I think it was the Orange Box. And I was like, hey, yeah, I'm going to sell this. I sent him a message. Was like, oh, this is on my shelf. I'm just going to sell it. And he's like, oh, well, I guess you can. Okay. It's like, you're going to sell your game?
So what's your opinion? Here's what I do like. Because I know I talked about Heavy Rain a little bit on the show when it came out, is that I think it's a little goofy and not... It was an interesting story and interesting to watch, but L.A. Noir does a much better job of doing, like, crime scene and solving crimes, and you really feel like you're invested, even though I talked about how frustrated I am with the interrogating, but it's only because, honestly, like, I don't know if it's the technology's newness or whatever, but there is that thing where you go, I don't know if it's really, there is a level of error built into it, because as a cop, you can't expect to have a mathematical approach to everything, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, but I do like it. I liked Mirror's Edge a lot, and I thought I would hate it, but I thought it was really fun. And I did enjoy the story to Heavy Rain. I think that kind of, this is kind of in support of what we've been talking about earlier, is that I like the idea of these continuing stories. Yeah. If there's a world that you built correctly, I want to keep playing in it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think what he's referring to, or maybe if I'm understanding the question, is that like another release in a title, like Sly 2, Sly 3, right? Isn't that what you're, is that your point?
That's what he's saying about franchises. Do you like it when they do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want Red Dead 2. I want Portal 3.
Yeah, I don't want,
I don't want Sly 4.
Especially a game like Red Dead.
I think Sly 4, Sly 1, 2, 3 is done.
You think they peaked?
Sorry, guys. There's no Sly 4.
Listeners drop off. What was I going to say? Oh, this is another email that came from Josh. He says, hey, Justin, Kevin, first off, the Gamecast is awesome, and congrats on the sponsors.
Gamecast!
Boom!
That's a great name.
I was looking around on Netflix, and I watched a very low-budget... I got it, by the way, Josh, because I got this email. He says, I watched a very low-budget movie called Game Box 10. Game Box 10. G-A-M-E-B-O-X 10.
Not Gay Docs.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And they thought, hey, I should tell Justin and Kevin about this movie. You should watch it. I don't think Kevin is going to watch it because it's kind of a horror movie, but I am definitely going to watch it.
I'm already having nightmares.
Yeah. You will hate the graphics and the acting so much, you will end up loving it. Kind of like zombies. Anywho, thanks, guys, and keep up the good work. P.S. I still miss the Unscriptables. Aw, he was an Unscriptable in our old improv group. And he says, P.P.S., what do you think of L.A. Noir, your buddy Josh? We talked about it on last week. This is an email that came after I beat that to death.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna check that out. It might be a fun thing that maybe we could do like a commentary on, record it and put it out there for people to watch the movie. And
because you should do a play by play. You should do a walkthrough.
A walkthrough of the movie.
Of L.A. Noir.
Oh, there's the next one. Oh, he says Portal 2. He says, hey guys, Zach the Lego Maniac here.
What?
Oh, he said, that's right. He sent us an email and we looked up Zach the Lego Maniac. Here, and after many weeks of being busy, I finally had the chance to play and beat Portal 2 last weekend. It is definitely one of the best games I've ever played.
Ever played.
Anyways, there were many things that made me laugh in the game, like basically all of Cave Johnson's quotes. That guy's got a great
Cave Johnson's
voice.
Pretty freaking great.
But
I love do we talk about the brilliance and the detail of how it starts out in the like 60s and the 50s that they like? And
we didn't talk about it, but I agree.
And then it everybody that's a test subject is so amazing and brilliant, and they're Olympians and astronauts, and then they jump to the 70s, and he starts out like a new lab. He goes, welcome, people who have crafted the future. Yeah. Is this thing on? Yeah. All right, slums. Like, clearly indicating it used to be cool, but this section got rewrote.
Yeah. But one quote in the beginning of the game still makes me laugh, and that is the smooth jazz joke, here, I'm going to turn down your music so he can...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Play this smooth... I listened to this track. I posted this on the Facebook wall that someone put this whole smooth jazz on.
This next test is very dangerous. To help you remain tranquil in the face of almost certain death, smooth jazz will be deployed in 3, 2, 1.
I had this playing in my office, and people came in, and they're like, why are you listening to this? And I was like, and it's very hard to explain.
It says, he said, I did some searching on YouTube and found the full version of the song, and it's pretty amazing. Here's the link. The first 25 seconds contains the actual sound bite from the game, and then the rest of the video is the rest of is the real song. I've had this song stuck in my head now, and I remembered you talking about email music in the last episode. Maybe this song could be it. Oh, that I find this at the end of the email episode. Just an idea for you guys.
Thanks,
buddy. This could be like our email little blurb here.
It's a pretty good, decent track. Christian also posted today a website that has ringtones from all the Portal songs. So if you want to make a certain song from Portal 2 your ringtone, mm-hmm. he's got a link to it on the Facebook page.
Oh, thanks, Christian.
You're welcome, says Christian.
Let's see. Oh, it says, this is from Chris. He says, hey, Second Funniest Podcast, Chris here again. Can you please check out this artist's work? So I guess we're going to have to do that. And then there's a reference to episode 321. You guys said that a lot of kids do homework while listening to your podcast, and guess what? I was doing my homework when you said that. I stopped to send this email. Well, keep making me laugh, guys. Jump and press the circle button. Jump and press the circle button, Alex. Oh, here's a Fear 2 story. It says, hi. Oh, I like this song. It's email music.
Yeah, it's good.
To Justin and Kevin, here's a good story. I thought this should I should share with you about Fear 2. It is bloody possessed. The thing will not run on my PS3. It keeps coming up with not enough space on HDD. But I still have 103 gigabytes. Then I try it on another account. It then works. Go back to my account. It doesn't bloody work. WTF. So I thought of the idea that could work. Sell it. I like that story. Let's see. Who else? I think that's it. I think we're all caught up. Nailed it.
Man, what are we going to do next week?
I don't know. Do we have any plans?
Yeah, I should get some. We've been talking about a couple of big names. We just need to try a little harder to get them on the show.
I just sent a follow-up
Maybe the
email.
Voice of Sly Cooper.
What? Never going to be able to book him. His best friend. That's what I would
call yeah,
for.
There it is.
Let's get the voice of Sly Cooper and his best friend on this
Let's
show.
Let's do it.
That'd be awesome. I did follow up with the lady at Sony. I think we talked about this on the show that we're going to get somebody from DC Universe Online. She's out of the office right now, but she said that sometime in the next week, so we got time. And that's our show.
It's happening.
It was a good time.
That was good. This is the best episode we've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
No. No. Not a chance.
We're pretty good. I think we got real deep.
What is this? It sounds very like 80s game showy. That's enough of you. That is enough of you. So let's see. That's our show. You can send us an email to 408-228-4911.
You okay,
I got the phone number. My mind is now clear.
Welcome back.
Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget, the show is sponsored by GameStop, ThinkGeek.com. All of that. So you can go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Just click on the GameStop banner or the ThinkGeek banner, and we get a little slice every time you buy something from either GameStop or ThinkGeek.
I have World of Warcraft installed on my laptop. I don't play that game.
Well, now we know what Kevin's doing. We were going to do a little geocaching. I don't know if anybody else is a fan of geocaching. I was going to try and talk you into it, but my wife is evidently at a pedicure.
I need to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or something right now, so maybe we can go in that area.
You think the kid will be fine sleeping upstairs?
Sure.
All right.
We'll just leave a controller in his lap, because that's how we do it on the Second Funniest Podcast.
Boom! On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, my neglected son Jacob Worsham, and this is Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye!